This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I could go on for 5-6 minutes recapping this case and have to give you some information, but you know a fair amount. We're going to talk about what Susie led the news with, this John Sawchuk. And in court right now, second-degree attempted murder, first-degree assault, stalking and harassment, shot his neighbor who he's been stalking and harassing for over a year. The individual, Davis Maturi, was shot once in the neck. Bullet reportedly fractured his spine and broke his ribs. Maturi has been trying to get help for a long time. Long time. Maturi, in one of the emails, wrote that Sawchuk pointed a fire at him on October 17th and threatened to kill him. Maybe the 30th time he had called 911, numerous other calls to police, and the police saying that they've been trying to arrest Sawchuk since April. Now, this was magnified when Sawchuk shoots him, as I said, on Wednesday. And more pressure came up from citizens, city council, and then very early Monday, after negotiating with Sawchuk, they stormed the house with heavy equipment, and they arrested him. Sawchuk has been subject of 13 harassment restraining orders since 07. He's faced other charges years before and was deemed mentally incompetent. So this one, I think for a lot of us, is someone who respects police greatly. I don't understand why this didn't happen sooner. I really don't. I don't understand why the Maturi family had to face what they did. I get the police saying mentally unstable, guns. And they kept saying to Maturi, as we're about to bring Blair Anderson in the conversation, well, we keep monitoring the situation, but he never leaves the house. That seems implausible to me also. Let's bring in my friend Blair Anderson, former outstanding police chief of the city of St. Cloud and an excellent guest. You know this story well, Blair. You checked it out. You've been paying attention. I gave some of the information. What is just your overall reaction to how this played out?
Well, Chad, thanks again, my friend, for having me on. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, good. You know, by and large, I think that Chief O'Hare has been doing a great job. I don't understand why he made the comments that he made when he said that the victim precipitated some of the violence against him, which he had to retract and backtrack on. I don't understand that. I think this it lends itself to a bigger issue, Chad, which is that, you know, there are just some people in our society who should not be in possession of firearms, but because of the way the laws are set, and unless they've changed since I've retired, if somebody applies for a permit to purchase, not even carry, but to purchase a weapon, we have to grant that purchase request within 7 days. And if we don't, we as a law enforcement agency get taken to court. Some of the things that can preclude somebody, obviously, from possessing a weapon or purchasing a weapon is mental illness. But it's a hard road to hoe. And this is one of those cases where that person clearly should not have been in possession of a firearm. And I don't know why, Chad. I need an easier question.
Yeah.
Why it took that long for Minneapolis to respond to that man before he got shot.
Well,
I don't know.
Again, I have respect for what O'Hara has done so far also. And many times during these cases, too, which have been complicated and complex, he's made himself available. He has a little bit in this case. I wish it was more. Let's go back to a little bit more of what O'Hara said Friday. Again, Maturi was shot Wednesday. Said officers have been working to arrest him, again, as I said earlier, since April. No Minneapolis police officer had any in-person contact. At the time, he dismissed the option of carrying out a high-risk warrant based on these factors. The likelihood of an armed, violent confrontation where we may have to use deadly force with the suspect. But Blair, in the end, on Monday, very early Monday, they did use heavy force to go in into the home and arrest Sawchuk. Now, they had more people there. They were negotiating. But again, if you're Maturi and you're sympathetic or you're just an observer, even someone who's felt like so far Brian O'Hara has done a very good job, you're saying, since April, you've been getting all this information. You know this guy's history. You're telling me there was no other way to deal with this guy? April wasn't yesterday, Blair. It's November on Friday.
Agreed. And this is where I come back down to sometimes the MPD just can't get out of their own way. And I feel bad, and I should have led with this, Chad. I am glad that that man is doing well. He's been shot in the neck, but he is going to live. He is going to survive, but he will be traumatized for the rest of his life. I saw the video. It is disturbing. And, yeah, what are you supposed to do? What else can a citizen do except reach out to their respective law enforcement agencies and go, I'm having a problem with this person right here? To your point, since April, okay, that's month four. It's November. That's month 11. So for 8 months, 7 months, he got nothing in the way of a response from his police department. And that's unacceptable, Chad. That's unacceptable. Even if it's just an inquiry or whatever, something more, I think, could have been done. And I hate to second guess and Monday morning quarterback agencies that I have no experience with and that I did not command. But my goodness, 8 months, this guy has been calling and basically it seems like begging the Minneapolis police to do something about this guy. And nothing was done until he was shot. That's unacceptable, Chad. I'm sorry. It just is. It pisses me off is what it does. Pisses me off because people call, we respond. And I'm sorry, it's hard for me to believe that for 8 months there wasn't anything actionable that the Minneapolis police couldn't have done. And I hate to criticize them because I know lots of Minneapolis police officers. They're fantastic people. They're wonderful cops. But what in the what? For 8 months, it takes until this guy gets shot in the neck before anything actionable happens. That's just not acceptable, Chad. It's not.
This is a man who's devoted his life to law enforcement. This is Blair Anderson, former St. Cloud police chief. And most of the time he comes on this show, and he's on this show on a regular basis, and he's a phenomenal guest. And he is praising the police. And as he said at the start of the interview, he has been very complimentary to Brian O'Hara. But in talking about this case involving the Maturis and how they were constantly harassed by Sawchuk, again, just to add a little more, the Maturis reported police at least 30-some 911 calls. How about 19 incidents of vandalism, property destruction, theft, harassment, hate speech, other verbal threats, threats of assault? Caroline, the wife, returns home one day. He's harassing her and shining a strobe light on her the entire time. And Blair, to me, it seems like, and we all wish this wouldn't happen, that Mr. Maturi wasn't shot. But if he wasn't shot, Blair, nothing would have happened by now.
Agreed. And that's the most egregious part about this, Chad, right? Nothing would have happened. And so as a citizen, what do you say? What else am I supposed to do? I'm calling, I'm asking, I'm begging for you guys to help me with this situation. And that is where we are supposed to step in and intervene as public safety professionals and make that stop. And it didn't. It didn't happen. And I am particularly disturbed. Like I said, the Chief O'Hara has been doing a great job, but I'm particularly disturbed that, for lack of a better phrase, he blamed the victim on this one and then had to backtrack. So that tells me that he's not getting all of the information that he needs before he goes out and makes a statement. And so that takes me back to, what in the hell is going on at MPD where those folks that he has charged with being his deputy chiefs, assistant chiefs, commanders, whatever, that information is not getting to him before he goes out and says that, well, the victim precipitated some of this. No. And even if that's the truth, that's not something that you say. I'm sorry. Unless you have all of the facts, you don't say that, because he had to backtrack. And he did, and that's great, but that doesn't change the fact that that man was shot in the neck while he was grooming his trees or whatever he was doing in his yard.
Yeah.
And that's an abomination, Chad, and that is the reason why we've gone from, you know, after 9/11, we could do no wrong as public safety professionals to where we are now.
Well, it seems like, Blair, in this case, we are fractions of inches, fractions of Mr. Maturi being dead at this point, right?
Yep.
Getting in the shot. Again, 13 harassment restraining orders on Sawchuk since 07. So let me attempt to take the police's side in this, and then you know this 1,000,000% better than me. MPD might say, we are limited in our numbers. We know about mental illness concerns. We know about the harassment. We know about weaponry. We know about the pressure and scrutiny on us every single day. And we are trying to use time as an ally. Is that valid in any way?
No. And here's why. When you have that many calls and that many concerns from the same citizen in the same situation, from the same quote-unquote assailant, which it turned out that he wound up being an assailant, that should get your attention, Chad. You know what I mean? So think about it this way, if you're the average citizen. How many calls have you had to your home and you don't have to answer, it's rhetorical, as a citizen for something like this? Probably none. Most of us can say that. But when you've got somebody who has made multiple calls, 10, 15, 20, 30, I'm sorry, Chad, that's what we call in the business a clue. Somebody needed to intervene. And yeah, I said at the outset that I don't like the Monday morning quarterback, but when you have that many calls from the same person for the same thing, somebody should intervene. Even if you don't believe that that's what's really happening, you need to intervene so that you can ascertain what actually is happening. And it appears that that didn't happen. Now, I don't know that that's correct, but it appears that that didn't happen until this man was shot in the neck. And that's just, Chad, that's unacceptable.
MPD is conducting an investigation on this. I don't know how long it's going to take. We don't know all the details. They'll find. So facts and information matters, and I hope this is thorough, and I hope they're willing to look in the mirror at themselves when it finishes. And again, we do not know all the facts that will come forward. What do you think Brian O'Hara needs to say on this matter?
I think that what he needs to say, and he's already said it, they screwed up. He said that because he backtracked on his comments. But more importantly, what needs to happen behind the scenes is he needs to have a meeting with his senior command staff and go, why didn't I have this information before I made this statement? It's a big city. It's a big police department. I get all of that. And I've never commanded a police department that big. But, you know, I'm not a fool. And so I can tell you this. If that happened under my command, some people would be getting blowtorched because I need that information before I step in front of the microphone bank so that I can at least be accurate. So that's the best answer I have for you, Chad, is that he needs, and I'm sure he is, because by all accounts, he's been doing a great job. And I'm sure that he's had that meeting or two or three with his command staff going, how come I didn't know this before now?
Yeah. I also want to know how involved he was in the months while this was going. And I get it's a huge city. And I agree with you. From everything I've heard from officers who are working with him now or former officers who know the situation well, almost everybody has praised Brian O'Hara. The limited I know, I've praised Brian O'Hara. But I'm also curious, you know, was he kept abreast of this at all during the months, or is the city so big he wasn't even in the loop at all?
And that's what I'm getting at, Chad. No matter how big the city is, there needs to be somebody there who can pull him aside and tug his collar and go, okay, here's what the public doesn't know about this, and so let me fill you in before you go out in front of the microphone bank and make some statements. And it does not appear that that is happening. And that is the shameful part. And that is, you know, my wife, whom you've met, is a long time. She's born and raised in Minneapolis. She loves her Minneapolis, and she loves Chief O'Hara, and she's the one who brought me around. I say all that to say this. When you are in command of a department that size in a major metropolitan city in America, which Minneapolis is, you got to have some people that can pull you aside and go, I know this is what is going out in the media, but here's the real. And it does not appear, and it doesn't mean I'm right, but it doesn't appear that that's the case with this one. And it's just tragic. It's shameful. And they have to do better. They just do.
Yeah, they absolutely do. I'm glad that you were on the golf course earlier. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for your great insight. Always appreciate that and our friendship. Enjoy the day, Blair.
Thank you, my friend. Take good care.
Keep the text coming. I also want to get to Jacob Fry and what he had to say about politics. And really, come on, your surprise? In this case, I think it's city council, and significantly more often I'll agree with Fry compared to the city council. But the city council was right to get involved. Let's deal with that side of the story when we come back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right. The city council... There are certain members who are just well left of my politics. I've made that point over and over again. You hear Jacob Fry often on this show. And by the way, there are plenty of those conversations. It's direct, it's specific, it's follow-up questions. And let me just get ahead of the text. It just go look on Twitter if you think I was timid at all on Walls and Fry during George Floyd. Go back and podcast on my show. We were crushing both of those individuals. Certainly Fry early, but even more so Walls when MPD didn't have enough. So on this one, Jacob Fry's asked comments about what happened with Sawchuk, the constant, the overwhelming harassment of Maturi, finally shots fired, could have killed him, fractionally from killing him. That's on a Wednesday. Finally, he's arrested on a Monday, very early Monday morning. And Jacob goes to explaining it like a cocktail of potential dangers is very difficult to deal with. Okay, we agree. But he points out that people should not be politicizing the situation. Fry mentioned the council members should have reached out to the police chief for him rather than releasing a statement. It was Jenkins, Payne, Chuktai, Chavez, and Wansley. A number of these individuals are well left of my politics, and I've criticized a number of them for positions they have taken. But when they're expressing the utter horror at MPD's failure to protect a Minneapolis resident from a clear and persistent and angry reported threat posed by his neighbor. I agree with them. I think it's overwhelming that was taking place. Now, Fry says this. It's not lost on me that there is a mayoral election, city election, 300-some days from now. Simply put, you can't have it both ways. You can't call for officers to utilize de-escalation tactics and simply insist that we barge in there, guns a-blazing, when it was an incredibly tenuous circumstance. I think we've tried to point out how complicated this, Dave. This started in April. Well, it started when they moved in last year, excuse me. But then MPD is saying they were monitoring the home since April, and there wasn't one time in April where they felt confident that they could physically address, potentially arrest. They know Sawchuk's background with 13-some harassment complaints, with his inability to demonstrate mental competency to stand trial. And so it's April, it's May, it's June, it's July, it's August, it's September, then it's late October, and the neighbor and his wife who've been harassed incessantly, he's shot, could have been killed, and it's Wednesday. Am I immediately bothered that city council members went out? And of course, everything's politicized. You don't think the mayor politicizes things? You don't think the governor politicizes things? Senators, they're all politicizing things. But are you instantly bothered that the city council was saying basically what the bleep is going on?
No.
Now, do they look like hypocrites? Because then that's basically what Jacob Fry is saying. They look like hypocrites. Wait a sec. You're asking us to pull back from the police. They go too far. They use weapons too fast. You guys are all the ones who say that. And now when we're trying not to do this, or MPD's trying not to do it, you're taking the other side of the argument.
Well, maybe they do. Maybe you can have that point of view, say MPD uses weapons too fast, they go too far, but also say this is a situation where the police are necessary, and you know, clearly they were.
It's such a great point, because what happens so many times, there's so much generalizing in society. We get it here. WCCO does this. Well, no. Dave gives his opinion. I give mine. Adam and Jordana can give theirs. Jason his. There's no one moment. And when this is the first time I've been very critical of O'Hara. Mainly very complimentary. That doesn't mean we haven't had other matters where I've asked him direct, specific follow-up questions. But if all of a sudden now, Chet Hartman's doesn't think Brian O'Hara is up for the job, or some exaggeration, which I've never even hinted at, even come close. You're allowed to look at each case or each officer and make specific judgments. When there are patterns, when there are habits, you can do that. And so even though in most of these, probably more political matters and police matters, I lean to Fry, in this case, I have no problem with the city council saying, what is going on?
Yeah.
And why did this family have put up with this torment? What if it was any of us, the two of us talking, Susie's about to join us on another police matter, or anybody listening right now? Can you imagine this? So September of last year, you're facing this on an almost daily basis, and nothing is happening? Borderline torture. And then you get shot, and he fractions away from being killed.
Yeah, and not like his life isn't completely altered for the worse now.
Yeah, forever.
He lived, but he still got a bullet to the neck.
Yeah. An encampment story and a St. Paul police story. This all has happened in the last 5-10 minutes that Susie has been working on. Our plan was not to go back-to-back police stories, but this is breaking news. So we're going to get to that with Susie after traffic and weather on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, Susie, you're going to tell me there's a connection between a couple police stories which have taken place, and I think like most people assume they're completely different. What happened, Minneapolis encampments, and then this St. Paul police shooting. How are they tied together?
Well, We just got a press release from Minneapolis police saying that they've arrested a man wanted for two of those Minneapolis shootings. There was one last night on Columbus. There was one at a homeless encampment on Sunday, and there was one at a homeless encampment on Saturday. The man that they arrested also is the man that St. Paul police shot and critically injured last night at in Midway at University and Snelling.
Oh, okay. Do we know yet when St. Paul shot him, if they were pursuing him tied to the cases in Minneapolis?
They don't say that, but they did put out like an APB, lack of a better word.
Yeah.
You know, we've got somebody out there. It's not as though they were looking for him, but when he was shot, then they realized that that was – I mean, it's totally a fluke. That's what they say.
Okay, so they're saying it's fluke. It's not, hey – okay, from the information we have that was shared from MPD and however they could identify him, he's the guy. He was shot. Then as they're treating him and getting his ID, then they discover when they put all the information in the computer – wait, he's the guy that MPD is looking for.
That's right. And the shooting last night on Columbus at a home in the yard was not fatal. I believe it's life-threatening. It could be critical.
Okay.
But then the homeless encampment, the second one, Sundays, it was fatal.
Yep.
And then Saturdays was also fatal. But they say at this point they don't have enough to say that that person who's in the hospital after being shot is also linked to that third one.
And why, again, was he shot in St. Paul?
Because, according to police, and I always say that because a lot of times there's different stories going on, as we've talked about.
That's right.
He had a gun out and had put it to his own head about 7:45 last night at Midway, and which is University and Snelling. And if either of you have been there on the Green Line, it's very crowded. It's a very, I would say, crime-ridden. It's kind of messy and dirty, a lot of people living out on the street, a lot of
well,
drugs.
This isn't that – how far are we
it's
from
It's right
this
by Alia. It's
that's
right by –
it's right there.
Yeah,
right?
And I'm sure they hate that's what that corner has become.
Yeah.
So apparently this man, Mr. Bennett, because they did identify him, the BCA did. I can't remember his first name, but I'll have to run back. Anyway, BCA identifies the guy. Then we get this thing. And no one's going to talk about this right now because when there's an officer-involved shooting, that totally ramps up all kinds of we're not talking until all the ducks in the row. But what happened last night, puts the gun to his own head, according to police, starts walking around with the gun. Police say they did use less lethal means to try to subdue this person, Mr. Bennett.
And that didn't work.
Okay. And then at one point, police say he pointed his gun at officers, and that's when they fired on him, and he was hit in critical but stable condition. But come to find out today, that guy is now looking at facing charges on two other shootings in Minneapolis. So it is a lot going on.
Well, and just as an aside, you mentioned it earlier. You know, this is right where Allianz is.
Yeah.
And the stadium, if you've been there, it's amazing.
Beautiful.
But their hope was that part of St. Paul was going to develop and change. A lot of activity when they're playing, but if all of a sudden they wanted all sorts of restaurants and apartments and to bring
– make it viable. And
to bring more of that neighborhood feel to it, no.
And this doesn't help.
No, this does not.
No. So we'll continue to follow it for you. As again, I don't believe we'll get any kind of a press conference on this because there's too many moving parts.
Yep.
He did think, though, that charges –
they got a lot on their plate right now considering what
– and they're under fire for the neighbor shooting again.
Yeah, that's what we just talked about with Blair Anderson. Yep.
And he was in court today. Taylor covered that. Taylor said he talked the whole time. He interrupted the judge. He was vile to people in court. I mean, he's not a stable person.
I'd like to have him living next to you.
Oh, my goodness.
And harassing you.
And dumping stuff.
For over a year.
Yeah.
Strobe lights, hate speech, and then you're almost killed, you know.
Yeah. And then it took 4 days to arrest him. I mean, anybody else might have been arrested more quickly.
Yeah. Shot on a Wednesday, press conference on Friday from city council members saying what's going on, and finally then the forest comes in on Monday. Great reporting. Go and write this because you'll have it
at three.
Thank you. This is a little different than the first 90 minutes, which was lighthearted. Pretty serious since we've jumped in on a couple of the stories starting at 1:35. Let's get a little dorm room conversation. We'll bring DeRussia into that conversation. Jason's going to take you home on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Have you given us theme number three? Probably haven't. Every story so far has been pretty ominous.
We were rather busy, with the serious stuff. Last night we got one closing argument. Tonight we get another closing argument. So we're talking closing.
Is this really a closing argument?
Everybody's waiting.
It's it.
I don't know which way I'm going to rule. Can't wait to see the closing argument.
Have we used that term before? I don't remember.
Yeah.
This is the closing argument.
So she's going to D.C., 50,000 people. Okay. Do you believe it's a closing argument? It means you're done.
Yeah.
You're not going to campaign.
Shut her down for a week.
May as well.
She'll be out tomorrow. What do you think? I want to get into this dorm situation.
Yeah.
What do you think about Rogan saying, hey, we're still talking, but I was unwilling to meet them. I needed Harris to come to me, to my studio. They also wanted an hour. I didn't want any time limit.
I think that's fine. He's not a newsman. It's a podcast. You want to come on my show? This is how it is.
I
think it's fine.
I think in this case he should have met.
Why? He has no obligation to have.
No, I should. I'm not mad.
If I were him? No. Would I want to do like a through the box satellite conversation or a FaceTime?
Go meet her. He can afford it. He can afford to fly some.
Airfares are so high now. It's tough for Joe.
Okay, so there's a trip story about all the.
Well, that's true. That's lame. If he could have just met her.
That's what I'm saying. And by the way.
But then the time limit. Yeah.
He looks different too.
She doesn't need to go 3 hours like Trump did. An hour's plenty long, right?
I think it's more the theory of having a limit that he's pushing back on.
Story on the trip about dorm situation. Schools arrange creative housing options, bunking in lounges, Airbnbs, double dorm rooms, senior living.
Yeah.
So I believe this 100%. I also, every time I talk to someone, that's why I want to talk to you about what's going on with child number one and assuming child number two.
Yeah.
Most of the kids now, the dorms they're in are just spectacular. Right. And then and how you communicate and how you pick your roommate. Here's how I picked my roommate at ASU. I walked in. There was Alex. Hey, Alex, I'm Chad. And we were in this small room.
Yeah.
And Alex sat there and he smoked incessantly and he acted like he was doing his homework. And I would get up occasionally and look and he'd be on the same page because he was so high.
Most dorms that we visited are still the same crappy dorms.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the dining halls are way nicer. Like, there are more amenities in the building. There are some new buildings that are nicer, but it's still the same bed.
How is it at NYU, though?
NYU, Seth got lucky freshman year. He was in a room with two other guys, so it was three guys. And it was a fairly spacious room, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he's in a room with four guys. It appears to be like a former one-bedroom apartment.
With four guys?
So, like, the main room has two beds, a little kitchenette, a little table, and then there's a bedroom with two beds in it.
So it's almost like New York, right?
New York.
Hey,
yeah.
Guess what?
For New York, his girlfriend, we went and saw her in her apartment, which is, like, the size of a closet. It's got to be, like, 100 square feet.
How was your place, Marquette?
Dumpy.
Yep.
Dumpy. It was, and I had a terrible roommate freshman year. But then I had a single. That's nice.
You went solo.
Yeah.
What was the issue with the roommate?
Gave me this whole speech about never touching his stuff. I came home.
Wait a second. Stripes was breaking out?
No, I don't know, like, what he – and what he even had.
You
like,
touch me?
Don't
kill you.
So I had a computer. Back then, it was like the Mac Classic. It was like a green
probably enormous
video screen or something. It was terrible. And I ended up, like, a couple weeks in, I went home, and, like, this guy, he was afraid we were going to get hit by lightning. We're in an 18-story building on the fifth floor.
Wow.
Felt pretty safe. Ate spray can cheese right out of the can all day long. So I come back. My grandpa dies. I go home for his funeral, right. Come back, and I'm like, I'm moving out. So I'm packing up my stuff, and the other guys on the floor are like, oh, why are you taking whatever his name was? Why are you taking his computer? Like, this is my computer. He's like, oh, he was on it all weekend. I'm like, oh, mister, don't touch my stuff.
Don't touch anything.
So that was freshman year.
And it turns out that individual, Donald John Trump, the soon-to-be president.
Now, Duke, for example, which Sam loves Duke. He would love to go to Duke. Yep. Duke does not let you pick your roommate. They just assign it. They're like, we don't buy this, like, pick your own roommate nonsense.
Which way do you think they should go?
I actually think there's some advantage to, like, figure it out.
I kind of do, too.
Yep.
Now, then if my kid is in the dorm room with a killer...
Could happen, too.
Yeah.
I know. ASU?
Yeah.
Likely.
50-50 out of ASU.
50-50. Marquette, too.
Jason, next on CCO.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.